suppose overall we'd be disappointed maybe with a lot of the stuff that we played in the last third of the pitch, you know, our decision making probably, you know, in that area of the pitch, and then I suppose the number of wides we kicked as well, you know. But in fairness, Antrim made it very difficult for us, you know. They played their wing forward, at wing back, and they're winning back, the end sweeping. But from our perspective, we'd be disappointed that, you know, that we kicked the ball down his throat and, I suppose, you know, took the advantage away after working hard to try and get their hands on the ball. We kicked it straight back down to Antrim, you know. So that was a disappointing aspect as well. But I suppose, you know, we'd be happy that in the second half, you know, yeah, we took the information on board and they used it and I suppose we ran at them a wee bit more and we got a wee bit more joy.
Yeah, I suppose the first 20-25 minutes they kicked it the way the game was going to go. I think it was 2 points apiece at that stage, and both teams were getting a lot of men behind the ball. It was very, very difficult to see either defence being opened up.
Well, we wanted to play the game at a far higher intensity level than we were able to, Charlie, you know, and Antrim, in fairness, done a good job in stopping that and getting men back behind the ball, and then there was a wide lot of injuries and there was a wide lot of stopping and starting and stuff, and, you know, we felt that if we could get a good rhythm going and get a good tempo going that we would be able to get at them a wee bit, but that was very, very difficult in the first half, and the minutes were just ebbing away and we couldn't find a rhythm, and I suppose it was very frustrating for us and the players and obviously the supporters as well at that stage. But, you know, we were kind of fairly determined then at half time that we would try and, you know, definitely pick up the pace and go at them more in the second half, and thankfully we did.
Yeah, the best period was after they got a point to make it 6-4. Donegal had a very good spell then for 20 minutes or so, and you probably should have scored more during that period, Jim.
I would have been happy with that spell of play, you know, and that we were able to go at them more and pick up a few scores, but as you say, we'd be disappointed if we didn't tag on a lot more, you know. Some of them were very, very simple scores, you know, and people had done very good work and got into very good positions and just didn't finish it, you know. And I suppose some days that'll happen, but, you know, in Championship you'd be hoping for a wee bit more.
Yeah. The nearest part there, this team's been together now and done very well in the National League, but I mean, you've been emphasising all along the Championship's what it's about. Was that a factor, do you think, today?
No, I don't think so. I think the factor was that, you know, there was a situation where Antrim were setting themselves up particularly early in the game to counteract our two inside men who had done very well throughout the league, and it was up to us then to find a solution through that. And from our own perspective, we were a wee bit naive in relation to how we were trying to do that, and we kicked the ball down the throat of the sweeper, made him look good. They started setting up attacks as a result of that. They were always in with a chance of getting a score at the other end, yeah. And after us doing good work and hard work to get the ball, we were handing it back to them, and so it was just getting a wee bit frustrating at that stage, you know. And they weren't nervous, no. I think they were just Championship football and not used to it and lacking that bit of composure. So, you know, the big positive, Charlie, is we won by 6 points, and we haven't played the way we'd have liked to have played in a lot of aspects, to be honest. And we have a month now. I know a lot of the fellas have exams tomorrow and this week, and so this week and the next 10 days we'll get all the exams wrapped up, and that'll leave us, you know, 4 weeks from today to the next match, and that'll be a very important time frame now for the team in the next month, because it gives us that wee bit of opportunity to work with everybody, and you're not seeing them coming and going and under pressure to get away and stuff. So, you know, it'll be good to get everybody back now and into the group, and obviously we have a lot to work on.
Yeah. You got game time for Michael Higgerty and Kevin Rafferty, and for young Paddy McBurney making his debut. They're all back with their clubs this week for the Championship as well. Jim, any concerns about that? That, you know, Championship here in Donegal is pretty intense.
Well, I suppose, you know, we want them playing club football. We've always said that, and we're pro-club football, you know. I suppose 2 weeks in the bounce is maybe the one thing, you know. And then the other thing from our perspective is we know that a lot of them are doing their exams.
Yeah.
So it's very tough on them, you know, to come down. And we've taken up a lot of their time this weekend, and they've played the game and preparing for the game. And now they have to go and to Dublin and Galway and Belfast and stuff and study, and then come back and play for their clubs in another kind of pressurised one. But that's just the nature of it, you know. There's not a lot we can do about it, you know. And we'll just have to, you know, see where we're at and reevaluate after next, you know, Sunday evening with all the club games, and as I say, hopefully at that stage, you know, everybody will have come through unscathed, and we'll have 3 weeks then of good preparation heading into Cavan.
What about the Cavan game finally, Jim? Not going particularly well. The Breffni Park's not an easy place to go to.
No, definitely not. Like, I mean, there's going to be a huge crowd there. We say Cavan always supports their teams very, very well. Like, and you know, the Breffni Roar, as they call it, you know, and they're always beaming with confidence as well, underage, senior level, and they have some exceptional players as well, Shawnee Johnson, and I would personally rate their midfielder, Givney, as one of the top in the country, and they're going to ask a lot of questions, and, you know, it's from our perspective, we have to try and have them find the solutions, you know. And there's a few areas today that it took us a wee bit longer than we would have liked to find the solutions, Charlie, and we looked a wee bit sort of naive at times. But probably when it's all said and done, you maybe prefer to have it that way and have things to work on and build towards in the next month than maybe coming out of here today with an 8 or 9 point victory and people thinking that, you know, that we were the finished article, because we're not.